This goes to Crystal Morrissey, MORRISSEYPAC, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Mildred Stonerock, STONEROCK, date of birth 2/4/1949. Dear Crystal, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Stonerock with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was July 26th of 2021. Her weight is up 5 pounds, and she's been feeling fairly well. She's a resident of Bay Human Services, and they are present for the visit. They state that she's eating well and generally stays in the home with staff most of the time rather than going out to attend activities. She does go shopping when they go out shopping also and seems to enjoy that. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has minimal ankle edema, no discoloration or ulcerations. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril 10 milligram daily, and the new medication she's on is Lasix 20 milligram once daily. She's also on multiple meds for diabetes as well as heart meds. She does have the permanent pacemaker. That appears to be working well also. Physical exam, her weight is 177.9 pounds, pulse 72, and blood pressure is 123/62. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-1 of 2021. Her creatinine is stable at 1.1. Estimated GFR is 49. Electrolytes are normal with the exception of a slightly high CO2 level of 33, albumin 3.8, calcium 9.7. Her hemoglobin is 12.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Her hemoglobin A1C was 7.2. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Hypertension, well-controlled, and diabetic nephropathy, also well-controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.